characters and places are real. This is a true story. Eyewitness account. Channel Now. Tune in and check this out.
Nothing moving, the dread was awesome, just wait. I skipped up to the lowest park to cop a bag of headaches. Hopped the whale, the 49, my eyes are red, the driver said.
Sorry folks, everyone off, there's demonstrations of the head.
Well, curiosity swept most of us who stepped toward the commotion quite emotionless. Like, what's the reason for the protest? Turns out this brother was stopped by Romans in mad traffic. They beat him pretty bad, and the camera saw it happen. And this cat with a ponytail, tie-dye shirt, and a megaphone was going on how it was wrong, we shouldn't take it calm. Home with picket signs combined, each possessed a clever anthem. The hands of feds were busy blending in and using cameras. They all just started marching. No justice, no peace. I wasn't even getting caught up, I just followed them to peak. They went up towards Knob Hill, by California Street, by that big Masonic temple that nobody seemed to see. And the sun began to dip. Somehow we ended up downtown. The tenderloin awoke. They had gone and done it now. I watched the jewelry store turned into an island shanty town. Watch. Watched and listened to the crash. Radio Shack was clown. Watch. The sneaker store matted. Watch. The camera shop drowned. Watch. The surplus shattered and the gap shut down. I became a sociologist, a psychologist in dreams, studying everyone's reaction when the moment was extreme. As the crowd hit Wilson's leather store and the gates were rose, my mind could not ignore the fact that it was getting cold. And I thought to myself, in order to be able to study the ramifications of this whole uprising and all the validity as it is to economic consciousness, I need a new jacket. Jump up in the window where the mannequins should be. There's already cats and mirrors looking at gear before they leave. Me, I'm like a lump of panic. I'm not frightened, but the fact is I'm not really feeling nothing that they got upon their rack. I hit the back, grab the fattest leather jacket I could find. Then I got myself a leather bag, and I guess it took some time. When I circled to the window to exit from the crime, cats were getting beaten, pummeled from the crowd for all they shine. The crowd was getting bigger. I watched a feast of pain. Everyone who jumped was shattered. What they had was snatched away. The beast was getting closer. Their battle sticks were raised. They were inching and angry, wearing armor of the age. A hellish rage. I had the blaze about the spot. Get away, no delay. Action figure like I leapt into the flame. Like, stomach, knees, torso, burst out through the back. Came face to face with 50. Swiftly hit a fence in panic, a fresh escaped slave. Hearing voices yelling stop, footsteps shaking keys, naked screams, knees bleed, gnawing, follow concrete. Keep running, see a bus a couple blocks down the street. Mad heat, sweat, breath heavy, my shirt half ripped. Price tag swinging, leather clutching, brand new shit. The bus driver shook his head, everybody's eyes are squint. I walked to the back with the body language of a fugitive. Now who is this? The burst of cherries on my luck. My mother's friend from work was on the bus, man, fuck.
We didn't start the riots. It was the organic food revolutionaries with tofus in their mouths, wearing tie-dye t-shirts. Damn it, we didn't start the riots. It was the organic food revolutionaries. They do more drugs than we do, and we always get blamed.